Welcome to E Society Podcast.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Hold on. Get away from me, dog. New podcast dog is trying to jump on me. Tonight, we're coming at you with some special Big Brother. This is season 25, episode 26. Is that what you said?
Episode 26, 15-minute mark.
All right. They're doing their competition, and this is the BB, the power of BB compels you. Their exorcist-themed game. They have to go through this maze. It looks like different rooms in the and not their house. It's a separate house. But all the rooms are pitch black, and they have a small little headlamp. They said it's really dim, so they can't see much. We can see night vision, so everything is as clear as day. But they're what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to go in there. There's clues on the wall that says a hair and candle and a pendant and something else I can't remember. So they're trying to go in there, I assume it's whoever can do it the fastest and find each of the little objects that are in the room before they get to the actual exorcist room, where we see there's two dummies there, a blonde haired and a dark haired one. This is all because of the new Exorcist Believer film, which was it was what it was. If you guys heard my review, yeah, whatever. But anyway, but I've watched a couple of these guys already, but then I stopped it because I wanted to run through as I'm watching this. So
yeah.
I believe it's the blonde girl. What's her name?
Riley?
I guess.
Well, I mean, she left early.
Oh, well, she just finished blonde. It.
Oh, you mean Blue?
No. Blue, it's not Blue. I don't think it is. No, it's one of the guys. I think it's the deaf guy. He's Matt. In there. Yeah, it's the deaf guy. He's in there. So, I mean, how deaf is he? Is he, like, really deaf, or can he hear a little?
Little bit. He can hear a little bit, but group conversations are very tough for him. He really needs one-on-ones where he can read your lips. And when people whisper in the house, which is part of the game, it can be a little tough for him and sometimes annoying, obviously. Like, you want to take part and whispering is part of the game, but it's like, you know, he obviously can feel unincluded, you know?
Yeah, so what do the winners get if they win this competition?
I'm pretty sure this was a veto competition. So if the nominees, because I'm pretty sure Cameron was the head of household and he nominated Nicole and Felicia for eviction that week. And if Nicole or Felicia won it, they would be able to save themselves for the block, or if somebody else won it and they decided to use it, they could win it. If Cameron wins it, he's the HOH. Usually, if you make the nominations, you don't change them unless you have a backdoor target in mind. So that's usually how it goes.
So they win all that as well as a screening of the new Exorcist film. And I believe they get to pick a couple people to whoever wins gets to watch it. Right now, this is Adam. Is that what you said?
Matt?
Matt, the deaf guy? Yeah. He's in the bathroom when they're supposed to be looking for hair. And he's running around looking through. Now he just went into the next room where he's got to find a candle. There's books and everything falling off the walls. There's a screen that they keep showing the little exorcist girls in. And there's all kinds of loud noises and everything. But it's not even phasing these guys. That first girl, I think it was Blue. She was screaming every time something was going on. Well, the next room, they got to crawl through. I don't know. It looks like sand or something, but there's a crawl. And then the room after that, there it's like a sewer, and they're supposed to be looking for some kind of wind chimes on the wall. Now he's.
I heard that was really bad. I heard the sewer part was really bad. Like
this guy's going fast, man, because he's in the room in the bedroom looking for the pendant, but he's getting lost in there. But he finds it, so now he runs into the exorcist room. Then you got to touch both of their heads. And yeah, well, you got to put the four items that you find on these plates around them. Then yell, "The power of BB compels you," and that stops the clock. All right. This bald woman, is this Felicia? Is that her name?
Felicia. Yeah. This is the best one. I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, she gets to the first room. The first room is nothing really, just a little living room. Now she's in the bathroom looking for hair. And she was in the military?
She was, the Air Force.
Okay. So she finds the hair, and then she walks over to the bathtub, finds hair. She goes into the next room looking for the candle. So she finds more books. I assume guys, production people run in there and put the books all back on the shelf. So... because they keep falling off every time somebody comes in. So she goes, right. She gets a candle, and she goes into the next room, but she's going backwards. She goes back into the bathroom, thinking that she has to look for more hair because she sees it on the wall. she's walking around. I'm sure all the production people are just laughing because... Yeah. She doesn't know. She's looking through everything. The shelves, checking the toilets, the sinks. She finds the other door. And she's back where she began. Right?
She went out the front.
Yeah. She's walking around.
She turned around and that ended your time. She's disqualified. And she needed it. She was on the block for eviction. She was on the block for eviction and she didn't. She ended her time by going out the front.
All right, now Cameron's at it. He's moving pretty fast. They're not getting fazed by all the sounds or the images on the walls. But he's also
ex-military.
He's spending too much time in this room because the other people seem to run right in there, find it, and then get out. Oh, no, he's in the very first room where there was nothing. So now he's in the bathroom.
That's what throws everybody off, because the first room does have nothing. So you waste a lot of time in there until you figure out there's nothing in there in the first room.
Right. So he finds the hair in the bathroom. He goes into the next room. This is the room where you're supposed to find the candle. He finds the written on the wall. Now he's searching for the candle. He keeps saying, "What's up, girl?" Every time someone makes a note. He finds the candle. He goes over to the fireplace and has to crawl through whatever that stuff is. So he makes it. Well, he's crawling through there. He's still like looking at the walls too. So I assume they assume something's in there, but there's nothing. He goes into the little sewer thing. I like how every time somebody goes through the sewer, the little sewer grade that falls, it splashes water in their face.
Yeah, and I heard, it was, like, awful. Like, super gross.
So he's looking for the wind chimes. He finds that. And then he goes through a hole in the wall that's, like, and the next room is, like, a cabinet that he comes crawling out of. So now he's searching for the pendant. It's in a Wax Street Boys as opposed to on the wall.
Yeah, that was the thing. That's actually a throwback to BB 17, Big Brother 17. They did a group that year, it was a punishment basically, that three house guests, whenever Big Brother told them, they'd have to do a Wax Street Boys concert
So he puts all his little pennies down as he founds, and the power of BB compels you and stops the clock. So I assume it's pitch black in there. So we cut to the commercial, and this is everyone. They're giving them the top three times. So, well, Felicia's out.
Yeah. Poor Felicia.
She's wanting Mimi to win.
Yeah, because that's the other person that was on the block with her.
I kind of have a feeling Cameron's going to win. Don't tell me if you know.
I do know, but...
9 minutes and 15 seconds is Blue. So she was one of my picks. She's a little cutie. And there's Bowie Jane, always looking good. 8:22 is the next time, and that is Nicole.
Oh, so she doesn't win the power of veto, and she was on the block at this time.
7 minutes and 59 seconds. And that's Cameron.
Which, for a while there, yeah, he was beasting through the game. He was winning HOH, veto. Now that they've got him out, it's Jag, who's now the new comp beast, winning all the head of households and vetoes.
He won the power of veto. McCall is mad. So she's on the block this episode?
Yeah. McCall and Felicia were on the block at this point.
Well, I think the last thing I watched, Felicia is still there. So, are they going to show?
So you put it together that although most of the week Felicia was the target because Cameron didn't want her in jury, people like Jag and Corey and everybody else was able to convince everybody else that evicting McCall was the right thing to do. So at the end of this this week of Big Brother, McCall was evicted, which she was one of my picks. But at the end of the day, she really did not do a lot in the game. She played it way too cool, which it worked for her a while, but until it didn't, you know. This week, it didn't work for her.
All right. I had to fast forward. Now Cameron's picking the people that are going to watch Exorcist.
Well, yeah, that's what I wanted you to see, because you get to see their reaction. Obviously, because they wanted you to go see the movie in theaters, they don't, like, show much. They just show them reacting, but I want you to see that. It's not that long, that part.
He picks Blue, Matt, and Jag to go on there with him. Is there like a giant TV in there?
It's not that giant. I'm pretty sure it's just the in the HOH room, the same monitor that they use for being able to look around the house.
Well, that's there. They're in the HOH room, and they got all kinds of candy and snacks and popcorn and
which
soda.
Which is nice. And the fact you've been in the house, this was back around probably around day 50, between 50 and 60. You've been that long. You've been 50-plus days, you know, without being able to watch TV, movies, anything like that. So I'm, you know, obviously it's really nice.
I assume they had to put subtitles on so Matt can read it.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so they're all sitting on the bed getting ready to watch it, and they're all excited, and they turn the lights off, and it comes on. That's a small little TV.
Yeah,
they're showing clips from it, stuff they've seen before. Oh, Blue jumped. She was scared.
I wonder what part that was.
There was one part that made me jump. It wasn't that. That's scary. I mean, there was a couple parts that creeped me out. Blue's the only one jumping and screaming. All the other three boys sitting there like it's nothing. So it's good at least one of them screaming, because it'd be boring if they were all four of them doing nothing. Yeah, a lot of these clips is stuff from the trailer.
I figured. Because they didn't want to spoil it. They want you to go see it in the theater.
So, yeah, that's it. At least they got to watch something new.
Yeah. Considering, there's never anything else to watch.
They probably told them that, look, you guys got to say it's good. Don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't
say you didn't like it or anything. Just,
if
you
don't. Often will do this. They'll show them like a new movie. Obviously, I've never seen them say anything bad about a movie.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, like going back to, what was that Mark Wahlberg and Will Ferrell movie? They were the cops.
The Right Guys or something like that.
Something like that.
The Wrong Guys?
Might have been that.
I think it was The Wrong Guys.
Yeah. That one was shown in the house. What was that one also? The Billy Eichner one. I think it was just last year during last BB.
Bros?
Yeah. They got to watch that last year. That was a film. Trying to think what else they've got to see. Oh, sometimes they do TV shows, like when MacGyver came back. They did a MacGyver one.
Hashtag not my MacGyver.
Right. And what was that one, Scorpion? That was a show, right?
Scorpion?
I think so. Yeah, many, many years ago now. I think Scorpion they did a screening for.
Oh, that new Milli Vanilli documentary is on here.
Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl, you know it's.
it's gonna be sad because.
Sad, yeah. No,
Rob isn't. Fab is the only one that they're gonna be talking to.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you guys have seen the many documentaries on this, their situation, as well as VH1's Behind the Music, hopefully there's some new stuff in there, because Fab is, he's out there doing it. I mean, they tried to get their own little music career going when it was just Rob and Fab. They recorded an album in Reno. But it just never really went anywhere. I don't remember any songs off of it. It just didn't do nothing. And then depression and all that really kicked in. And I believe Rob passed from, I think it was drugs. I can't remember exactly. I'm sure I'll have to watch this and let you guys know what's new to their story. But I was looking at Milli Vanilli videos. I am a fan of that music. So, I mean, the songs are good. But there were performers. They were up there performing it and lip syncing. Like today, everybody's lip syncing and everybody is doing background vocal tracks and all that. So I don't want to hear it from anyone. I thought the album was good. It was only that one album. And yeah, they didn't sing a note on it, but they were the showmen. They were up there performing it and everything. And it just, at the time when it happened,
skipped on them.
Everybody just was.
It skipped. Girl, you know it's girl, you know it's girl, you know.
I was girl, like, you know it was it's. I assume it was tape or whatever, because if it was, I don't think digital was around at the time. I don't know. I could be wrong, but yeah, I'm gonna check that out. I'm trying to look for more horror movies. What's on? I don't even know what's on. On Paramount Plus, other than all the Scream movies.
I think they got a whole section on it, I think.
Pet Sematary, Bloodline. Yeah, go listen to our Horror Returns review. It was all right. I wouldn't. It was better than that remake, because that remake was garbage. They got the Scream movies, the last two that are on there. Smile, that one was pretty good. X, if you guys have Paramount Plus and you haven't seen X, check that one out. That one's hella good. Orphan First Kill, that was a prequel to Orphan. That one was pretty good. Ooh, they got 10 Cloverfield Lane. Not a horror movie, but it's good. Quiet Place 2. It was all right. I've never seen Annihilation. Have you seen that?
I have.
Padme and Poe Dameron. Is it a horror movie?
It's like psychological horror. I would put it in the category of they said this was horror, this ain't horror.
I thought it was sci-fi. For sure.
Yeah, it's definitely more of that. But it's like psychological, like, horror, kind of. And, yeah, it's like a thinker, and it's a little out there. But
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies is on here. I think that was a film that came out last year that I talked about in one of the last episodes. It's pretty good, man. If you guys haven't seen Bodies, 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 definitely check that out. Oh, there's another movie called Captive State. I remember seeing that in the theater. That was a sci-fi film. I don't know why it's in the horror section. That was pretty good. Blair Witch Project, that, of course, that's good. And Book of Shadows, Blair Witch 2, that's here. The Devil Inside. I know I've seen it, but I don't remember much about it. Ooh, Event Horizon, that's a good one.
I've got a quick list for you. I got a fun idea I thought we could do real quick.
Go for it.
I got 25 of the best monster movies of all time, and instead of really going into it, I just want to get your reaction if you think it's too high on the list, too low, or if it shouldn't even be on the list.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's right. These are all show. There's, I see Showtime. Now we get all the Showtime movies, right?
We do.
Oh, okay. Because Pearl's on here too. So definitely check that one out. Watch them the way they came out. X is first. Pearl is next. Is the second film, and there's a third one coming out. I believe it's next year. That one's called Maxine, and all three of them tie together. So, all right, go ahead, hit it.
Okay, so these are the 25 best monster movies of all time. So don't just judge it on horror, but judge it on the monster or the creature. At 25, A Quiet Place.
Am I doing? No? I'm sorry. Wait, what?
I just want your reaction as far as like the monster goes for these movies. Is it too high on the list, too low on the list, or is it shouldn't be on the list? So at 25 is A Quiet Place.
Well, it shouldn't be on the list because you don't see them at all. So spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, because it's an alien invasion film, but you never even see. You see them more in the second one.
It's more in the second one, yeah, exactly. Yeah. 24, Little Shop of Horrors.
Well, you see Audrey, too, the whole time, so I do like that film. I love the musical. It's a remake.
Well, yeah, and as far as the monster part of it goes. Yeah.
Oh, the monster's awesome. I think that would be more on the, I would say high as in closer to number one.
Oh,
so okay. I would put it right around
23, 1931's Dracula.
1931. It is a
classic. I
think that's Bela
Lugosi.
It is classic Universal Monsters. I would put it more close to the maybe not maybe in the top, not in the top 10, but maybe in the top 20. I would slide Dracula in there. But then again, I mean, that's just Dracula as a character. But if there isn't any other Dracula movies on there, like my favorite one so far has been the, I think it was 79, with Frank Langella. I really love that Dracula film. But as Dracula as a character, yeah, it would probably be in the top 20. He's not my favorite Universal Monster.
Yeah, it makes sense. Let the Right One In at 22.
What the hell was her name? I think it was Addie or Eddie. I can't remember her name. She's a vampire. And there's 25, you said?
Yeah.
Probably more on the low end. Like closer in between 20 and 25. Somewhere in there.
Makes sense. At 21, we got 1941's The Wolfman.
I would put him above Dracula, so somewhere in the 20s.
Yeah. 20, we got 1999's The Mummy.
Same. I would put that one more between 20 and 25. I mean, I like the character, but I wasn't, the movie to me, I mean, it is a classic film, but it drags. It's a pretty slow, super slow burn.
Right. At 19, we got Slither.
Slither. I seen that movie once.
I think it's like a tentacle thing, if I'm remembering right.
I think they were like, some kind of little mutant worm snake things. I can't remember. That's more low end.
Low end. 18, The Cabin in the Woods, 2011.
Well, that was more of just a whole...
Is that a monster?
World. No, there was a bunch of monsters in it. You never seen that one?
Now I need to look it up.
Yeah, that movie, awesome. That movie's awesome. Kyle and I went and seen it. I don't want to ruin it for. I don't want to ruin it for you. There's too many monsters in it for me to say. Because you got like, I'll just give you two. I know there was a giant spider in there, and there was killer clowns, but there's a ton of different monsters in that thing. So I don't know. I probably wouldn't even have be it on this list.
Okay. Gotcha. 17, Gremlins.
Gremlins, I love the Gremlins. It'd probably be in the top 10.
Nice. All right, number 16, 1958, The Blob.
Maybe somewhere between 10 and 20, I would put it there. But if it was 1988's The Blob, the remake, I would put that in my top 10 because that version was a little more gruesome than just the. I mean, I'm not taking any way what the original, the Steve McQueen film, did. That movie's awesome. I love it, especially for the time that it came out and the effects that they did to make The Blob. But I thought the 1988 version, the remake Blob, that one was a little more ruthless and everything. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. All right. Number 15, 1992's Candyman.
Ooh. Maybe in the top 15, I would put him. I mean, I love the Candyman films, even that last one that they did. I thought that one was really, really good. Yeah, it'd probably be in the top 15.
Okay. Yeah, they're perfect. Lands right at 15. 14, Bram Stoker's Dracula from 92.
I never thought he was scary. I liked the way Gary Oldman looked. I thought the makeup and everything, how they made him look old and then they made him look young. Probably somewhere in the 20s.
Yeah. That makes sense for that one. All right. 13, 1933's King Kong.
I'm more a fan of the, 76? Is that one that King Kong came out? The one with Jeff Bridges and...
Right.
That Lang.
Right.
I'm right on the money. 76.
Nice.
I do like the original one. It's cool. I love the stop animation of it and what they did to make it, especially even doing the giant King Kong head. I thought that was really awesome. What else I have to say about that? That one, that would be more on the low end.
Low end, yeah. That makes sense. Because Kong, too, it's like, yeah, he could be, but I don't know. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's not. But number 12, 2008, the Cloverfield Monster.
Ooh, that would definitely be in the top 10. Because I love that movie, that Cloverfield Monster. I thought that was really cool. I love the whole... I love the whole movie. I just love giant monster movies. So, especially when you don't have rhyme or reason or why they're there, and they just show up and wreck your city and it like destroyed New York. I loved all that one. That one would be, of course, if Godzilla is on this list, Godzilla is in the top five. But I would put that monster, Cloverfield Monster, probably between 5 and 10, somewhere around in there.
Yeah. It's right around where it hits at 12. Number 11, Night of the Living Dead, 1968. So, zombies.
That was just all zombie movies. That does have a nice warm spot in my heart. It was, like I mentioned on one of the other shows, it was the very first horror movie I ever seen in my life. Definitely out of zombie, like we've even talked about when we talked about a Reality Z episode about how many different zombie movies there is. There's a trillion of them out there, be it movies, TV, short films, comic books, and regular reading books and all that. But that one, Night of the Living Dead, if I'm just talking about George A. Romero's zombies, they did scare me and they still creep me out today. Like the very first zombie that we see, walking. In the graveyard, he just looks creepy. It would be in the top 10.
Yeah, gotta be. Nostalgia's sake. I'm definitely curious to see where you put this, or even if it makes your list at all, will it land outside? Because at number 10, they've got Pan's Labyrinth, 2006.
You know what? I've never seen that. I've seen bits and pieces of it, but I've never seen the like straight through. I've never sat down and watched a whole movie. But were
there's
those
a few
monsters?
Like creature? There's a few creatures in it. There's like the one where it's like his he holds like his eyes in his hand.
Yeah,
there's like the one with like the horns.
I can just picture the one with the eyes in his hands.
Yeah. So. Anyways, so
I'd probably
disqualified. Number 9, 1935's Bride of Frankenstein.
But more on the low end. I mean, beautiful woman for the time, and I loved how she looked with the hair and everything. And
right,
I can't remember the actress's name who played the bride. It was more low end. I mean, the movie's okay. I mean, it's not the greatest, but they were just trying to give Frankenstein's monster a bride. So yeah.
Yep. At number 8, we got over here. Anytime. You know what I'm talking about? Predator.
I know it's a creature, it's a space alien. I loved all the movies, even if some of you didn't like the AVP movies. I liked both of them. I mean, it was cool just to see aliens and the Predator, the Xenomorphs and the Predators go at it. That movie Predators, I thought that was pretty sweet. Prey, awesome. Right. It was an awesome film, but it was a different... It was a different Predator because there's different ones out there. They're not just the classic ones that we saw in the Arnold film, or as well as all the other Predator movies. They all look the same, but they did look different in Predators. Because
hell are you?
There was some big ones running around that one, or even was it The Predator? I know a lot of people didn't like that one. I liked it. So, but that one, the original Predator. I love the, I believe, I could be wrong. Don't quote me. I think Stan Winston helped create that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be definitely top 10.
Yeah, definitely. Number 7, 1981's An American Werewolf in London.
Oh, that's in the top 5. I mean, my favorite 80s werewolf film is Silver Bullet, Stephen King's. That was based off of Stephen King's book, Cycle of the Werewolf. And it starred the great Gary Busey and legendary Corey Haim. Rest in peace. But as far as what Rick Baker did for... He won an Academy Award for his special effects in American Werewolf in London. If you guys have not seen that film, you need to just drop everything and go see it. Stay away from American Werewolf in Paris. Or listen to Brian and I's review. That movie was garbage. but the werewolf itself, it looked amazing. That would be, it would be top 10. I think out of all the werewolf movies of the 80s, I mean, we had Wolfen, we had The Howling, American Werewolf in London, and Silver Bullet. And I think I'm missing some, but those were kind of like the main ones. I loved how it looked. The transformation was amazing because we got to see it all the way through. When we actually get to see the whole body, it looked pretty cool. I do love the way the wolves looked in The Howling. I like them because they had more longer snout and they stood up on their hind legs, and they had really long ears. But American Werewolf in London. Yeah, that would be probably top 5 out of these creatures.
All right, number 6 for me totally shouldn't be on this list, but okay. They got 1993's Jurassic Park, and I don't know if these dinosaurs are monsters, but I guess that they're the same way they're monsters that Kong is a monster, because I would almost say that Kong isn't a monster, but
he was a prehistoric gorilla, I guess. I mean, if you did see the Peter Jackson's King Kong, they threw in dinosaurs and all that when they were on Skull Island.
I said, definitely Jurassic shouldn't be a 6 if it is on this list, I don't think.
No, that would be way more on the low end. I mean, it did. For special effects and CGI for 1990, was it 4 or 5 when that came out?
93.
It was 93? Oh, it was right before Tigger was born. That's right, because I remember Mike and Renee and I went and saw it in the theater. I think that was like the last movie Renee saw before she had Tigger. I don't know. They were just dinosaurs. So it wasn't, right. At low end.
Definitely. Completely agree with you there. All right, into the top 5. I think you'll like this one because we just talked about it on the other list. 1986's The Fly.
The Brundlefly?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be in my top 10. I liked how he looked.
Oh, yeah.
I would put more the original Fly above Brundlefly.
Oh, wow.
Because I liked how he looked like a fly. In that one, it had the fly head, the fly hand. Brundlefly just looked like
a kinda monster. Gross.
Yeah, it was gross when it was him, but when his face fell off and he turned into whatever that creature was, did it have wings? I don't even remember having wings. It didn't look like a fly. But I mean, the movie, right. David Cronenberg's it was an awesome movie. I loved it, but. It just didn't look like a fly to me. Like the original, that looked like a guy with a fly head. So right. I put that above Brundlefly. But yeah, this one at low end.
All right. Number 4, 1954's Godzilla. You saw this coming. You saw that.
I would definitely put him number two. Godzilla, he's king of the monsters and one of my favorites. I love pretty much just about everything old school Godzilla. Not so much these last two ones that came out, the American ones. They just threw Godzilla in the title and he's hardly in it.
Right.
I was expecting.
Oh, they got that TV show coming on Apple here, like in a couple of weeks. You hear about that?
I'll watch it. There's a new Japanese one coming out, movie.
That one looks good.
That looks hella good.
Yeah.
Because Shin Godzilla was badass. I love that.
Shin.
But yeah, Godzilla, of course, he's number two.
All right, into the top three. Another one I think you'll like, 1982's The Thing.
Ooh, top 10. I loved all the monsters in it, but if I have to pick my favorite out of the little mutated alien monsters, I would pick the one when the when that one guy, I can't remember his name, when he was having a heart attack and they were doing those little shocking pad things to kickstart his heart. And his chest opened up and had teeth, and that guy's hands fell in, and then the mouth closed and tore his hands off. That was cool. And his neck stretched and turned into a little spider monster, and it was crawling around. I liked all the effects. I thought they were all cool, but that one was my favorite one. I hate spiders, but I love that the head was able to stretch and turn into a spider monster.
Yeah. All right. In at number two, another one that it's like, is it? I mean, I guess it is, but 1975's Jaws.
That's not a monster.
I know.
It's not a shark. Horror. I don't care what anybody says. My opinion, it's not a horror movie. Horrific, yes. Did it scare us all not want to go in the water? Of course it did. But that's like having Jurassic Park saying that's a horror movie.
Right. That's the same way. I'm 100% with you there. I mean, these it's like guys, crazy. It's number two on this list.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Jaws. It's an amazing film. I love all four films. I don't
care what makes sense, but if you're talking about monsters, best monsters.
When I think of monsters, I'm not thinking of Jaws and I'm not thinking of dinosaurs. I'm thinking of the Thing. I'm thinking of Godzilla and stuff like that, and Frankenstein and all that. I mean, those were monsters. I mean, that's Frankenstein. It was the monster. He wasn't. People assume that the monster is Frankenstein. No, Frankenstein was Dr. Frankenstein.
Right. Frankenstein's monster. Yeah.
That's the name of him. But
right.
When you mention Frankenstein, you picture him. I get it. I did too. I didn't realize. He was just the monster until I was much older. Because I asked my grandsons, and if I point them out, they'll say Frankenstein. So, but
yeah. And I mean, even I know that, but yet, like, I'll take, like, I took a pop photo of, you know, Frankenstein's monster. And I just say Frankenstein on there. So yeah. It's just like a given. But you know. So that leads us all to number one. Do you have any guess of what we haven't named? What would be?
I have my number one. I have my number one, but I doubt it's their number one. Is it old school or more newer?
The year I was born.
Oh well, then it ain't my number one. Geez, what was in the late 70s? What year were you born? 70? You were mid 70s, weren't you?
No, 79.
Oh, 79? No, Halloween was 78, I think. Or was that 79? I can't remember. Someone's yelling at me. But Michael Myers,
it's not funny a monster. This is monsters and like you have dinosaurs and you have Kong and you have Jaws, but like you don't have Freddy or Chucky or Michael Myers.
Well, those they weren't really monsters.
Yeah, I guess, but it's like, yeah, if you have Jaws and Jurassic on this list, and you've got two different Draculas, well, three, I guess, if you want to talk about Let the Right One In. But, yeah, I'll give it to you. 1979's Alien.
That's number one. I'm okay with that being the number one, the Xenomorph.
Yep, the Xenomorph.
I don't know who made this list, and they left out, it's my number one monster all day, any day, every day, and that's the creature from the Black Lagoon. That's my favorite monster. And like I said, number two was Godzilla.
Right.
But yeah, Xenomorph would be, it'd probably be in the top five. I love those, man. I got a bunch of figures and pops and everything. I love
great sounds all, too.
the original Xenomorph. I mean, because they changed throughout each film.
I guess I'm thinking of Aliens sounds.
The ones
that's
in
the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah, because the original it made noises, especially at the end. The Aliens, James Cameron's Aliens, that one is when they were screaming and making all kinds of noise when they were battling.
Yeah, and like hissing. I guess I'm thinking even more specifically of the Queen.
Yeah, that one was cool. I love Alien 3. I know a lot of people didn't care for that one. I thought that was awesome. The CGI sucked, but it was cool. I liked how it was a different alien than the regular humanoid. Are you looking? Are the human looking Xenomorph? This was it came out of a dog, so it was running around on all fours. I thought that was awesome. Alien Resurrection. I loved all that. That it was. They had a queen, and then they had the different Xenomorph that the queen and Ripley made together. That one was kind of a combo of Xenomorph slash looking human. The one at the end of, I guess it could be considered the first Xenomorph, the one from the end of Prometheus, that one, it kind of looked like the traditional, the first Xenomorph Ridley Scott's film.
It was white, though.
And then the ones in, was it Convent? Convent? I can't remember that. What was the last one?
Was it Alien? Covenant?
Covenant, yeah.
Yeah.
They look like more of the traditional Xenomorphs, but that movie was garbage. It did. It just left you with more questions than answers. It didn't even answer anything. Prometheus was awesome.
Prometheus but, was
great. I'm okay with their number one pick, the Xenomorph from Ridley Scott's Alien, but I'm still mad that them that'll put Jaws and Jurassic Park in this and not you don't.
Yeah.
You don't put Creature from the Black Lagoon. You put the Mummy. You put Dracula in here. You put Frankenstein's monster in this.
You put three Draculas, like I said, and like
and the bride.
you don't put like a Freddy or a Chucky or something like that.
Those weren't really monsters. Freddy was a man. He was a child killer. Chucky was a doll that just voodoo brought him to life.
Yeah, you could say though.
I wouldn't go as far. If I was to make a monster list, I wouldn't.
What about Sam from Trick or Treat?
I guess he can be considered a little monster. He was a little pumpkin man monster. He wasn't a kid in there. I'd be okay if they threw Sam on there, but he'd be more low end. I mean, I love that movie Trick or Treat, but yeah, I mean, Creature would be my number one. Xenomorph would be in the top five. Godzilla would be number two. Out of movie monsters, who would I pick for would be mine? But out of this list, I would probably I'm adding Creature because it's not on here, and that's a slap in the face to me. But yeah, my top five out of this list would be, Creature's not on it, so I can't add him. But I would go Godzilla, Xenomorph, John Carpenter's Alien, his little creatures in that one. And I didn't care for that old school King. It was a good movie, King Kong, but I wish they had the 70s one on there. I would throw that on my list. Cloverfield Monster would be number four. And number five, I would pick... probably Frankenstein's Monster. I'd put him at number five. He was on the list, wasn't he?
Yeah.
See, I mean, you have pretty much all the main,
all the classic Universals, except for your main one.
No, the Creature always gets the short end of the stick.
No love.
I mean, that one's my favorite. I've just always loved. I think I love that one the most is because I love monsters. So, I mean, Frankenstein's monster, yeah, he's a monster, but he was just body parts from different humans that they just threw together. Dracula was just a vampire. The mummy was a person at one time, and then it came back to life. The bride, same thing as Frankenstein's monster. It was different parts from different women, and they brought her to life. So, but the creature is its own thing. It's the missing link. We don't know where it came from. It just appeared that day that they were out in the, I think they were in the Amazon, and all hell broke loose. And then even in Revenge of the Creature, that one was sweet. Or Creature Walks Among Us. I didn't like the way he looked, but it was still a cool movie. Probably my third favorite out of those creature films. But yeah, how do you not have Creature from the Black Lagoon on this? That's
right.
That's blasphemy. But yeah, Xenomorph would probably be number one out of all of this. No. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Makes sense.
I know Godzilla would be my number one. Then
right.
Then so forth. All I said, I was like, wait a minute, I said something else different. But yeah, Godzilla, he's king of the monsters, man. He's awesome. I love the many different versions of Godzilla since the original. The black and white original one, Gojira, whatever you want to call it. And how throughout time, it's still relevant. It's still around. It might have took a break here in America, but over in Japan, they were pumping out Godzilla movies left and right. So it's still cool that we have all those. I was happy when we were getting American versions, but Godzilla was like a sideline character. Like that very first one, the one with Bryan Cranston, it wasn't even about Godzilla. He was just there, and they hardly ever showed him. Right. And then the King of the Monsters, which was And then we got Godzilla versus King Kong, or whatever the hell that one, Kong versus Zilla, or whatever. That one was no good either. But I mean, all the old school ones, the Japanese ones, I thought those were all awesome. That new Godzilla is coming. Even the animated one. I even liked the guys that did Independence Day. That Godzilla with Ferris, Matthew Broderick. I like that one. Hashtag not my Godzilla, but I liked that movie because it was a giant monster that was ripping up New York. And then, of course, he stole the idea from Jurassic Park with the little Godzilla Godzookies running around in Madison Square Garden. I thought that was cool. I mean, the CGI wasn't the greatest, but I liked that one. I know a lot of people hated it, and they still hate it today. I love that movie. I mean, just mainly because I love giant monster movies. I love, out of these new Godzilla movies, I loved the actual monster fighting and everything, especially in Kong versus Godzilla or Godzilla versus Kong or whatever. That whole scene when they were fighting in the water or on that ship, that was awesome. But it was just a lot of the human parts And it was like, come on, I didn't pay to see that. I paid to see Godzilla and King Kong beat the hell out of each other, and you only just give me a little bit of it. That's why I was mad at those movies. So, but because they always try to sideline you with a different, another story that's not about Godzilla, like Shin Godzilla. I always bring that one up, for example. There was a lot of talking in it, yes, but the talking was about Godzilla. It wasn't about, oh, this guy's wife died, or this guy lost something, or they tried to spin it off and make it everything but what it says in the title. That's what I didn't really care for these last few Godzilla movies that the Americans made. I thought Kong Skull Island was awesome. That was hella good. And I was really excited that we were going to get a Kong versus Godzilla. And then when we got it, I was like, hey. But anyway, that's me, everyone. That's just how I roll.
But right. I'm trying to find what's the name of this new one that's coming on Apple TV.
Is it a Monarch, series or
Legacy of Monsters?
Is it American or is it Japanese?
Guess it's American. Kurt Russell and his son Wyatt Russell. They do the thing where they play the same character with the older and the younger. That's kind of cool.
I'll check it out. We'll see. But
after surviving Godzilla's attack on San Francisco, Kate is shaken yet again by a shocking secret. Amid monstrous threats, she embarks on a globe-trotting adventure to learn the truth about her family and the mysterious organization known as Monarch.
So if they're going back to that first Godzilla movie, which was garbage, because there was hardly any Godzilla. Yeah, that was the one when it tore apart San Francisco.
Right.
He was too scared to go to Oakland. We stood strong. Because they put all
Gojira.
All the bases over in Oakland, and he just right. tore up the hill with that other monster. Oh, they could have added the Pacific Rim monsters. I thought those were cool. I didn't care for the second. First one was good. Those were big giant monsters.
Yeah, that's true.
That one, I like that one. Yeah, they tried to show a little side story, but they focused on the giant robots against the giant monsters. I thought that was awesome. I love that. Give me more of that. I mean, because that's all the stuff I grew up with, watching Captain Cosmic, watching Battle of the Giants, watching Johnny Sacco's Flying Robot, watching Ultraman and all that, with them fighting robots or whatever, fighting giant monsters. I thought that was cool. I've always loved all that that kaiju stuff. I mean, it was awesome. I love it. I wish I had tons of jillions of money to make my own. I think that would be cool. I would do old school guys in suits and monster suits. It'd probably be cheesy as hell, but I would have a good time making it. I would like to put on one of those monsters, those big monster suits. If you guys have seen the film One Crazy Summer with, who was it? I know Bobcat Goldthwait was in it. Geez, he had Better Off Dead, that guy. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He was in that 2012 movie as well. Oh, geez, somebody's yelling it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, damn. I know I know it. If I keep wanting to say John Cryer, not him. It's John Cusack, yeah, him.
Oh yeah. Of course. Of course.
There's a scene in that one when Bobcat gets into a Godzilla costume and he can't get it off, and he's supposed to run over and John Cusack's character, he goes to this little benefit dinner, and they're building the Beckerstedt Estates. They got this whole model of all these condos and houses they're going to build along the coast, and somebody throws a cigar into Bobcat's mouth as he's wearing the Godzilla suit,
and he can't get it out, and he can't grab it because it's inside the suit. So he's screaming, smoke's coming out of his mouth, and he jumps out of the bushes and starts crushing all those model houses. I think that would be cool to put on one of those big giant suits and crash through model thing, break buildings and everything. I think that would be awesome.
The Pee Wee, you know, the end of Pee Wee's Big Adventure. You get to see that he's running through the set, and one of the sets is that's happening.
Yeah, there's Godzilla in that. I think he has some kind of deal with Warner Brothers. Because, I love those type of things. They're goofy, they're cheesy, and a lot of people they hate them. But, I mean, that was my childhood growing up watching those movies after school. On Captain Cosmic or the ABC Channel 7 3:30 movie. That's when I first saw King Kong versus Godzilla, the OG one, the good one, not that crap we got a few years ago. But again, that last one, man, the fighting and everything between Kong and Godzilla was awesome. It was just all the in between people stuff that I didn't care for. But all right, everyone, we've been here longer than. We gave you a little extra.
Extended.
Yeah, so that was cool. Yeah, we had the Big Brother, the Exorcist, the power of BB compels you. I thought that was really cool. I liked how they did that. And it was cool. It was a good push for the new film that was coming out at the time. It's already been out for weeks now. But this episode obviously was a while ago. And I like that. And it does fit our Big Brother. And it also fits... the horror, the 31 days that we got going this month. So, but all right, everyone, that is going to be it. Gave you a bonus with this special list. And be sure to listen to the last few we put out. I had to break that up into two because we kind of got, there was technical issues. So I instead of making it 2 hours, I gave you two different episodes that are an hour apiece, or a little over an hour. So. But yeah, you got that. Plus, you got a Big Brother update that we did. We got more. Our episode 300 is coming. We're going to do that sometime next month. We're just trying to get through our 31 days of horror right now. So, but yeah, just keep an ear out for here on our Spotify feed. And we'll be back with more. So until next time, be safe out there and party on.
Yep. Thanks everyone for listening. Till next time, have fun, be safe, and we'll see you next time, E Society.